setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios. This is, in fact, The Ken Coleman Show, and I'm Ken, thrilled that you're with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. What do we talk about here on the show? If you've stumbled across us on your radio dial or on SiriusXM, we talk about your purpose. And we get very specific. We're looking at your purpose in your work, because work is not just a utilitarian function that you do. It's not a four-letter word that is always going to suck and be crappy, but we got to do it because we need a paycheck. That's not work. We're talking about contributing your talent, your passion, and your mission to this world. Talent's what you do best. Passion's work you love to do. Mission, results that you deeply want to create, to produce. When you are using what you do best to do work you love, to produce results that matter to you, that's talent, passion, mission, you are on purpose. And people will look at you and say, you were born for this, because you were. Life is way too short to be in a job that drains you. Life is too short to be in a job that creates disillusionment, depresses you. Pick all the words you want to use here. It's just, it's too much. You shouldn't have to do it. 844-747-2577. I want to address right out of the top today, before we get to your calls, I want to address a big question we get regularly on the program and on social media. Hey, Ken, when is the right time to really launch, to get after the dream? When should I start pursuing the dream job? Now, here's the short answer. The answer is now. But here's what you think. You think, oh my gosh, Ken, I'm not ready to launch. Well, that wasn't the question. The question is, when do I know that it's the right time to pursue it? The time is now, because the pursuit is so involved and there's so many things you must do to pursue it that you can start right now. We start to prepare to pursue. So the example that comes to my mind is when I was a kid of the 80s, you know, born in 74, and I'm growing up in the 80s. And this is when, you know, we had the Cold War, the United States and Russia. And so there was a space race, and, you know, it was big publicity for the United States when a space shuttle launched. So NASA was a big, big deal. And as a result of that, I still think today that, you know, kids, you know, really admire astronauts. I mean, it was a big, big public relations win for the United States. And so they would always televise the space shuttle launches. It was a big deal. It was not abnormal to have your teacher interrupt the class and watch the launch. It was just this big, big, big deal. But as I think about, and I know very little about the process, but I know enough to know that it is a very intricate, detailed, planned process, months and months and months of planning and executing going into one launch. And yet we show up for the launch. That's what everybody oohs and ahs, and we see all of that hard work, all the technology, all the ingenuity, all the innovation coming together for this big moment. So when we think about when is the right time to pursue the dream, you're not going to show up. No, the astronauts didn't just show up, and everybody in NASA didn't show up one day and go, hey, let's do a launch. Let's see, T-minus 2 hours, if we can do that. That doesn't happen that way. You know that. So what do you need to be doing? There are four areas that you can start the pursuit in these areas today, because all of these areas must be addressed. They must be a part of the preparation process to pursue the dream. Here they are. First is mentally. You got to get clear. That's why it's the first stage in the seven stages to doing what you were born to do. Think of it as a climb up a mountain. Why is the first stage get clear? Because you have got to know that this is the mountain I'm going to scale. I should scale. I must scale it. That's mental, right? We get a clear picture of it, and the logic is involved, and we go, yep, This makes total sense. I got the talent. I got the passion. I got the mission. It's all on board. Yep, yep, yep. Let's go. Mentally, I'm clear. And now I am able to logically process everything else. This is, I must do it. This is it. It's the one. That leads to the secondary, emotional. Once the mental has processed everything logically, now emotionally, we go from the mental commitment, yep, that's it, I've chosen. Then the emotional joins and says, we're convicted. This must happen. It goes from I should to I must. And so here we emotionally say, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm ready for the fear. I'm ready for the doubt. I'm ready for whatever is going to get thrown at me. I'm ready. That's the emotional commitment. Conviction. You care deeply. All right. Third, financial. You've got to look at the financials. Why I'm so proud to be a part of Ramsey Solutions. You know, if I'm out preaching that you have a purpose and that you can find it and that you can fulfill it in your work and it's going to affect the rest of your life, every area of your life, but I don't have the tools to help you financially, because a lot of you won't be able to pursue it until you get your financial house in order. Some of you can walk through the baby steps and get out of debt and do some other things along the journey, like get qualified. But for many of you, you got to get your financial house in order to be able to do this. So we teach you how at Ramsey Solutions, Ramsey Plus, tons of great resources. You can call me on your financial questions. All right. That leads us to the relational. Once we get the financial house in order, we get things, okay, we know what it's going to cost us, and based on our budget or our debt, this is what we're going to have to do to be able to, you know, start funding this dream. Now we got to make sure relationally that we've got things in order. Relational. I mean, I can't tell you how many phone calls we've got where somebody will say, hey, Ken, I know what I'm supposed to do, but our family's holding us back. I remember one guy called not too long ago, said, hey, we know that we're supposed to move to California to do the thing that we're supposed to do. All of our friends and family live right here with us in the Southeast, and they're just giving us all kinds of grief and pressure about doing this. And we're really stressed out about it, Ken. Help. Well, you know, he knew what he was supposed to do and called me to say, hey, should we stay or should we go? I said, you need to go. A lot of people never make that call. A lot of people never even deal with the discouragement that they're getting from friends and family, because they don't want them to leave. They don't want them to pursue their dreams because they didn't pursue theirs, right? I mean, this is the thing. Spouse may not be on board. That's important. I want my spouse to be on board. I could technically get the dream, but if my spouse and family aren't completely on board, that's going to sully the dream. So we've got to get the relationship stuff solidified as well so that we can actually move forward. And I think the best way to describe this is a great phrase from my favorite TV show of all time, Friday Night Lights, right? When I've got my mental, emotional, financial, and relational base covered, I'm ready, I'm prepared. I've got clear eyes and full hearts. Can't lose. How about that? Don't move. Your call's coming up next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. I saw an article earlier today from CNBC, new study out. 93% of working Americans say they are not in any way, shape, or form pursuing their dream job. makes me wonder, do they even know what it is? Do they think it's possible? It's fascinating. Wonder why. We're digging in. I think a big reason for it, folks, quite frankly, is they don't even think that it exists, or they think that it's too hard to get there. That would be my guess. I can tell you, number one, it does exist. Number two, it's not as hard as you think. You got to have a clear path, and we've got it. Here are the seven stages. You got to get clear. You got to get clear on what you do best, your talent, the work you love to do, passion, results that matter deeply to you, mission. Then you look in the marketplace and go, how many different jobs or career paths are there where I can do this? Where I can be on purpose and be who I was created to be? That's get clear. Now, once we select what path we're taking in the as it relates to the work and in the career field, hey, I got to get qualified. That's stage two. Then I get connected. As I'm getting qualified, I can be in stage two and three consecutively because I'm getting qualified, but I'm making connections. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. Wrote an entire book on that one stage. It's called The Proximity Principle. Stage four, get started. I got to launch. I got to get out. I got to do it. I got to step out of the boat. Stage five, get promoted. We'll spend most of our time climbing the ladder, scaling the mountain, whatever metaphor you choose. And that's going to allow us to keep stepping up, 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 get promoted. Stage six is get the dream job. Now what? The view changes. Instead of looking up, I'm now looking out. I have an expanded view. I'm now expanding my influence, my impact, my income. There you go. Now what? It's all about stage seven. As you expand the dream, you really are in stage seven, which is giving yourself away. You are working for impact. The income is there. Notoriety and all that stuff. You realize at this point, it doesn't even matter. It's all about the flow, the juice that I get from the results of impact that I'm putting out there. And I'm truly gifting myself, my abilities, my passion, my missional results. I'm gifting those to the world. That's what this is about. By the way, the income and all the things, those will be there. It is significance that we should be chasing, our significant impact, our significant contribution. That should be driving us. Success, as everybody defines it, comes with that. That's what we focus on. 844-747-2577. Let's go to London across the pond where Rio joins us. Rio, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good afternoon, or good morning where you are, Ken. How's it going?
I'm living the dream, Rio. What's going on with you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Firstly, want to thank you very much for taking this call, and thank you very much for the content that you put online. I find it very valuable, and it is of very good use to me.
Thank you.
To give you some context of my situation, I essentially took your very good advice in terms of putting together a conversation with my manager in terms of a growth plan, and seeing how I can add more value to the business and grow both professionally and also financially. And I had that conversation with my manager, and I wanted to essentially give you some context of the conversation and get your advice on whether you think my manager was basically gave me an acceptable response.
Okay.
I ran down, kind of said, so look, I'm very happy to be at the company. I want to be here long term. I want to make myself more valuable. Can we please put together a growth plan that will allow me to grow both in the job and be of more value to the company? And obviously grow both professionally and financially. I won't take you through the whole conversation because it will take too long. I'll tell you in a nutshell. In a nutshell, how it ended was she basically said that in a polite way that my career is essentially, it's in my hands. So she basically turned down the idea of doing a growth plan together. And she said, that's something basically do on your own behalf, because only you're responsible and only you're in charge for your career. In terms of tying down any financial things to a roadmap, she also said that this is something that she can't do. She can't basically do anything in terms of putting down financial incentives to growth.
Yeah. Wow. She's a real gem, huh? How did you feel? What was your emotional, not so much response to her? I'm sure you were classy and probably buttoned up a lot of the things you wanted to say, but how did you feel mm-hmm. after that meeting?
To be honest with you, I half expected it because my manager is very good. I'm not going to lie, but the part of it, she's very hands-off. So I half expected this reply from her, and I half expected her to not put this plan together with me. I do have to also say, although I did stress the professional growth, I did also say I did stress the financial element to it too. I did put the professional bit at the start and say I want to be of more value. So maybe she had thought that she can't offer me the salary that I'm looking for or that I'm seeking.
Well, I mean, first of all,
but
what leader is going to just give you a non-response about your ability to grow within the company? I mean, she basically just said it's all on you and I can't even speak to your financial growth either. I just feels like she just kicked the can down the road, which is kind of an American phrase, you know? It's just like, she might be good at what she does. It sounds like a horrible leader, but you really didn't answer my question. You're almost kind of giving her a pass. How did you feel?
Sorry, what was your question again?
How did you feel emotionally when you walked out of that meeting? Whether you expected it or not, how'd you feel?
That's a good question.
Were you discouraged? Were you discouraged? You sure as heck weren't inspired.
It lets me know that basically it might not. How did I feel? Basically, that my long. I don't know. Okay.
Rio, you're overthinking this, dude. I mean, you can't even tell me how you felt. Come on, man. You were a little bit down.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
definitely.
Then. So here's the deal. That was your swing. I'm going to take one more swing at this, right? That's what that was. You expected it. Your term, you said, I half expected it. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what? She delivered on your not so great expectation.
Correct.
So to me, it's time to move on. Is that why you're calling me?
It is partly. I think I do need to give you a little bit more context of the situation.
Well, here's the deal. We got a minute and a half. We've taken a lot of time here in all the setup.
Fair.
The reality is that my advice is this is not the place for you. So I don't know if more context is going to matter. I don't know what else you need to hear. Sounds like to me that for you to grow in this company, you're going to have to do it all on your own. So I put it back in your lap. Mm-hmm. If you feel like that you can get promoted and move up the ladder without her involvement, which I don't know how in the world that would happen, but if you feel like you can do it without her help, then great, stay. But if you feel like you need her to be able to allow you to grow, then she's not interested, doesn't sound like to me. Or you've got a whole lot more impressing to do, and I don't know, and I don't need to know the context. If you have been lackluster in your performance prior to this, then you've got to rebrand yourself. You've got to fix some stuff. Okay, I'll allow for that. That may be or may be not the context you were going to give me. Doesn't matter. Either you can fix this with her, and her response would change, or there's nothing you can do that would change her response, and I feel like that's what this is. So here's the deal. Stay put until you find a better environment. Look, it's all about the ladder. Do you have a ladder to climb where you want to go, where you currently are? If not, let's start looking for the ladder. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you go from paycheck to purpose. We have a clear path. The seven stages that we talk about on this show are the clear path to doing work you love. By the way, that's the title of the brand new book. It's available now for pre-order. People have been asking for a couple years now after we released the Proximity Principle, which was a deep dive into stage three of Get Connected. I said, Ken, hey, this tells me how to get there, how to make some connections for opportunities, but it doesn't tell me how to figure out what it is. So we've got the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. It comes out November the 9th. It's available for pre-order now. And you can get it for $20 along with nearly $150 of freebies, including the free ebook and the audiobook. So three books for the price of one, plus our Get Hired course, plus a live stream that we're going to be doing this fall. More details coming up on that. You'll get a free ticket to that. And then we have the bundle at kencoleman.com where you can get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is a digital online assessment. So boom, I just walk you through the questions and you're going to get a detailed report on what you do best, your talent. You get a detailed report on what you love to do, passion. And you're going to figure out and get a detailed report on the mission results that really give you the juice. And then we put it in a purpose statement for you and we show you professional possibilities. And now you've got yourself a compass. You've got a filter by which to make all professional decisions. It's a wonderful tool. It's a $30 price on its own, but we bundle it with the book for $10. So it's a $30 bundle, all that at kencoleman.com. Go get it. Go check it out. All right, 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, where Rob joins us. Rob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you doing?
Rob, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get there.
All right.
So I worked with this company for almost 12 years. And after getting out of debt through the baby steps a few years back, I guess for the last couple of years, I've had that feeling of sort of that weight being off my shoulder, feeling like I don't have to do what I don't, you know, enjoy doing anymore for a living. But that kind of went on for a couple of years. And then back in the early part of this year, I was recruited within my company for a position. It wasn't one that I sought out, and I mistakenly took that position. And long story short, after 4.5 months, the stress and the anxiety associated with that job just pushed me to limit to where I turned in my notice.
Yeah.
So about 3 weeks ago. Mm. So after doing that, of course, I watch you all the time, and I did go online and get the complete the career assessment, and also have been using the resume templates that you provide as well, and sent out a few resumes this week. My problem is, while I now know what my talents and passions are, according to that report, that assessment, my problem has always been really focus. I'm one of those people who has too many hobbies, and I jump around thinking I want to do something, and then that'll last for a day or two, and I want to do something different. And I'm just having a real difficult time really identifying what it is I want to do, even though I now know, you know, what those talents are.
Yeah. So you're telling me you took the assessment and you feel like it was pretty accurate, I'm guessing. And
I do.
And yet you have no ideas of what the professional possibilities could be for you. You don't think of jobs. You don't think of career paths when you look at that professional purpose statement. You're telling me no ideas.
Well, so I'll think of particular jobs, for example, but I don't see how, when I look at the jobs that I think I might be interested in, I don't see how they're really connected to the talents and the passions
that's fascinating. That's why we do it. That's why we built the assessment. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to read for me your purpose statement that you got from the assessment. I want to hear it.
Okay. I was created to use my talents of organization, inspection, connection to perform my passions of planning, analyzing, leading to accomplish my mission of efficiency by producing order and excellence.
Okay, when you read that, does that sound really darn accurate for you? You go, wow, if I did that, if I spent 80% of my days doing that, I would feel the juice. I'd feel really great. Is that how you feel when you read that?
I do.
Okay, then. So here's what's interesting. That's high level, right? You know, planes fly at what, 35,000 feet? Okay, so yep. What this assessment does is it gives you that 35,000 foot view of yourself and kind of go, okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to be doing the work. I wrote it quickly. Let me see if I can read my writing of planning, analyzing and leading. Did I get that right?
That's what it says.
Yeah. Well, so you either agree with that or you don't. And you're telling me you agree with it. So then you go, well, I look at jobs, Ken, and I go, well, I don't know how it matches up. Well, we look at passion and mission to get super, super clear. So we know that the work you love the most is you love to plan, man. You're a planner, man. And that analyzing work fits beautifully into that. But then you also have that leading work, and that's people driven. So you got some process stuff, planning and analyzing could go. Planning is always process driven. Analyzing could be a people function. So, and it could be both for you. You could, well, I really enjoy the analyzing to come up with a plan, but I also am good at analyzing people. I don't know. But the planning and the analyzing and leading, so you're looking for jobs that include about 80% of the day you're doing that kind of work. So when you look at these jobs and these job descriptions, you should be looking at your purpose statement side by side going, does it match up? There should not be a, I don't know. Now, let's go further. Why do I drive the missional results? Why did I add that to the assessment? Well, when we can know what motivates us, because there's the search for motivation is this big search that everybody has, and it's actually simple. Those six results, and by the way, you saw how you scored on the other five as well. So there were probably another one, maybe a third one that you still scored above average on, I'm guessing. Is that true?
Well, the third one, I guess, the talent. Are you talking about the talent?
No, mission. The missional results.
Oh, the mission.
So you scored high on efficiency. I'm wondering if there was another missional result that was above average. We show you what's above average, what's above the average line. Do you have it in front of you?
Well, I have it open. I was just trying to find that section where the mission part was.
It's the third section. Third section.
Oh, okay. I care deeply. It has efficiency. I connect with, it says, creation, influence, and achievement.
Okay, so there we go. So the creation and influence and achievement, that would be very people-related. So does that start to make sense to you? Is this all starting to make sense a little bit more where you go, hell, okay, so I'm a process guy because I love driving efficiency, you know, and systems and all that kind of stuff. I love to analyze and all that kind of stuff. I like to come up with a plan, but I love leading people. Is that true or false?
I've never, ever thought of myself as being people-oriented.
So you don't enjoy leading? You don't enjoy leading?
Well, I mean, in my last 11 years, I had opportunities for management. And I never wanted the headache of that.
Well, then we've got a very interesting thing, because the way your answers came out, it said that you enjoy leading, the work of leading, influencing others. So
yeah, I don't.
It's not a perfect assessment. No assessment is. So you got me on a technicality there. But the reality is that your answers drove that result. So either you want to, but you're afraid to, or something's off. I don't want to spend time on that as much as I want to say that, do you agree that the planning and the analyzing is work that you enjoy?
Oh, absolutely.
So why did you tell me that you enjoyed leading early? When I asked you about all three, you said yes. Now you're telling me no.
Well, I guess because I trusted the assessment.
Yeah, because it's built on your answers. I just wonder if you're afraid of leading. Are you?
It might be possible. It might be possible. I used to be a worship leader for a living.
Okay, so you have. Okay, so there's more to this story. You have led before.
Yeah.
You enjoy leading on some level. So the question is where? So here's the deal. Go look at the job descriptions, brother. Go look for stuff that's planning and analyzing, more process-driven stuff that may have some leadership opportunities to it. And then just test it out. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you move from paycheck to purpose. Hey, we all need the paycheck. I get it. But there's more that we want. We want to make a contribution from paycheck to purpose. The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love is the new book. You can pre-order it right now at kencoleman.com. Comes out November the 9th. We've got all kinds of goodies for you there, so go check it out. All right, let's get back to the phones. Tom joins us now in Phoenix, Arizona. Tom, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
How are you?
Doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm living the dream. What's going on today?
Well, I actually had my dream job for the last 15 years. Before that, I worked in kind of something that fed me to that.
What was the dream job?
I was a forensic scientist, CSI.
Okay.
And loved doing it, except this last year I started having flashbacks and stuff from that. So I had to pivot, knowing family is higher priority, that I need to look at something that got me away from seeing the negativeness and the traumas.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. So some PTSD, I guess.
Yeah, that was diagnosed with that back in March.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And got your show just about last bit of July, August, and was like, okay. Then I just read about the book, and then I bought the bundle, and I'm like, did the career assessment already?
Oh, interesting. So. What did the and I don't think this is going to be a shock to me, but what did your purpose statement come out as?
I was created to use my talents of logic, inspection, and compassion to perform my passions of finishing, planning, researching to accomplish my mission of efficiency.
Yeah.
By producing order and excellence.
You agree with that?
Oh, 180%. When I got it done, I was like, yeah, that meets what I did for my analyzation. I'm over analytical.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you calling me to say, hey, I got PTSD, and I'm out. I can't do that. Where do I go next? I'm assuming that's why you bought the book. You're looking for direction.
Yeah, looking for direction. I took and I've moved within the city to a security job where I'm giving the brain a rest.
Good.
I'm giving the brain 6 months of rest.
Good.
And after that, I know I'm going to need mental stimulation.
Yep.
And be able to go from there.
Okay,
but
so I'm
kind of at that stage of not knowing where to go.
Sure, you do. You know exactly where to go. But you just haven't put a specific name or place into the blank. So all the assessment did for you was verify what you already knew, that you were supposed to do that kind of work. You're just not supposed to do it in the horrific, traumatic environment you were in. But if I were to break down your role and we were to remove the horrific crime scenes and some of the images and awful things that you had to see, but you were doing that research and the logic work and the analyzing and all of that. If you were doing that work, all the process stuff minus the horrific stuff, you wouldn't even be on the phone with me, I guess. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I think pretty close to nailing it. A couple of the areas that I've looked at is possibly like a fraud type or a data analyst.
Love that.
Positions.
Love that. Love that. You know, it's interesting because you have the talent of compassion. And so that scored high for you, top three. And you said it nailed you 180%. So where does that come into play? Did you wonder that? Because I've got an answer, but I'm curious if you wondered that.
No, it's always, I did, while I worked the jail, I did supervision.
Yeah.
And got that a little bit from my parents.
Yeah.
Dad being military.
Yeah.
And mom being there was one of those that.
Yeah. You have a huge heart for people.
Okay. That nailed it. And that's what was my hardest thing leaving the forensic field is I helped break one of Arizona's cold case.
I love
it. One of the oldest ones.
I love it. Okay.
And
so here's what's
the group.
Yep. So listen, here's what's great. That is the beauty. You got to get back into that same kind of analyzing work, except it's not forensics, but it might be in the fraud area where you bust bad guys that are trying to rob old ladies or ruin people's identity or whatever. I just think it's a shift. I don't think it's a change. I think it's a shift. You just can't be in that traumatic. You can't be over there and see some of that horrific stuff, but you could still be the superhero behind the scenes who saves the day. Am I making sense?
Oh, I'm making total sense. Yeah,
so, dude.
Are filling that purpose.
Yeah. Listen, it's the exact same type of work, just different field. That's it. So you're doing the right thing, Tom. Getting healthy. Give the brain a break, but also make sure that your counselor, that your therapist feels like, hey, I'm healthy now. And then get out there and stop the bad guys. Help the good people, but just do it in a different area. This is The Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, this is all about you working on purpose. It is the Ken Coleman Show. You know, I'm just more and more fired up, and also at the same time, just so sad for people who just keep showing up on Mondays doing a job that they're largely just miserable in, or they're just okay with, as if, well, it's just my best option. It's just not true. And one of the big reasons is that you're just so comfortable being miserable. Think about that. That's crazy. That's one of the big reasons why people don't step out. I read an article this morning from CNBC. 93% of Americans aren't pursuing their dream job. And I think one of the big reasons is because they're like, I would rather be not happy but comfortable being not happy than deal with the uncomfortableness and the scariness and the rejection and all of the yuck that comes with pursuing something that matters. It's why I do my show. It's also why I partner with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. This is the site you need to go. And let me give you a couple reasons why. They're the number one job site in the United States because of their technology and their matching, and they have a one-click process. You apply by essentially just filling out a profile on their website, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Then they start matching you. They start pitching you to companies whose jobs match your profile. They keep you updated when people are looking at your profile, and when a company wants to contact you to interview you or to tell you to apply, they contact you directly, and it's free. Are you kidding me? It's the best way to get hired. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to the phone. Saskatchewan, Canada. Boy, there's a word I enjoy saying. I think we'd all do better if we were able to say Saskatchewan once a week. Derek joins us there. Derek, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. What are you up to?
Nothing too bad.
All right. How can I help?
I'm a professional driver right now. I'm sitting on the side of the road here.
Oh, sitting on the side of the road. All right.
Yeah, side of the road. I'm having trouble getting clear.
Okay.
And I was trying to pre-order your book, but it's not available here in Canada.
I know. That irritates me to no end.
My career, my goal set and is, well, of course, to get the dream job.
Yeah.
But my gifts are a wide variety. I'm really good at working with my hands.
Okay.
I'm good operating equipment. I'm really good with people, like difficult people that, like my wife says, I'm just a magnet for these weird people that aren't kind of accepted by society.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
So, I don't know.
Sure you do.
I really have a servant heart and I'm compassionate about these people.
Do you have somewhere in your history, an experience, whether you observed it or whether you walked through life with somebody who their journey, their life, your interaction with them, your observance has shaped this to where you kind of are a magnet for these hard to reach people that are behind the eight ball, people that are kind of the oddballs. I just got to believe there's something in your story, true or false?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Who, what is it?
My mom suffers with bipolar, and so just walking the journey with her has been, it's been a journey.
So you know what I think that's done? I think that has made your compassion muscle super, super developed. I think that that is a superpower, not just compassion, but the key to compassion is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
That sound about right?
That sounds right, yeah.
You walk around this world with your radar up, even if you don't even mean to. It's like the minute you walk outside, your radar goes up, de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de, and it just, you see people that are struggling. You see people that are disenfranchised. You see people that have been quit on. That's interesting. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if that's going to be a professional full-time pursuit or if it's going to be something you do part-time or if it's something you do as a ministry slash hobby. I don't know yet. But here's what's interesting. When you tell me what you do well, because we're going to do the assessment right here on the show together. So you start off by saying you're really, really good with your hands, fixing stuff, creating stuff. So you've got the talent of logic. Your brain sees stuff pretty easily and you can fix stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that's your head and your hands. But I'm also hearing that you're really gifted at connecting with people. Is that true?
Networking, yeah.
Yeah, man. I call it connecting. Networking's gross. Networking is awesome, right?
Yeah.
So you're a connector. I also wonder if you have the talent of communication. I don't know. Is that true?
I have trouble public speaking and just speaking in large groups, but what I have to say, like...
Yeah, but see, that doesn't mean a public speaker. Just the talent of communication is you're really good at listening to others and you're really good at talking back to others. I wonder if you're good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're really good with your hands. What other work would you say that you're really,
problem solving.
I think problem solving. That's one of the talent. That's one of the passions in the assessment. Solving.
Yeah.
Making, you know, I think working with your hands. It's really interesting. I think there's so many things that you could be doing, and that's what I teach is that we figure out what you do best. That's your talent. Then we figure out what work you love to do most. And then we go, what are the results that matter most to you? And I'm going to run through these really quick, okay? And I want you to pick the one you think most fits you because I think it's going to give us a breakthrough moment. So there's six missional results in the Get Clear Career Assessment. One is achievement. You're driven by scoreboards, throwing up big results. These are usually salespeople types, CEO turnaround types, coaches, you know, driven by achievement. Next is creation. This is a lot of imaginative type work, very creative work. Certainly could fall into something that you do if you're a builder or you're making something. Then is efficiency. You're driven by processes and excellence, right? Everything needs to be working well. Next is influence. This is a people driver, right? I want to influence change in people's lives. Next is service. This is all about caregiving and protecting. And then finally, a solution, right? This is all about solving problems. When you hear all six of those, which one jumps out to you the most as I gave you a quick description?
I like efficiency.
Yeah, what's another one?
Definitely, like pretty much the last three.
Yeah. So efficiency, influence. Well, the last three were influence, service, and solution. But I think for you, it's efficiency, service, solution. Is that what you're saying? Or is influence big?
Service,
That's what I think. So here's what I think. So when I hear service and efficiency and solution, I think the question becomes, do you want to solve people problems? Or do you want to solve process problems? Or do you want to solve thing problems? I think, because there's basically four types of work. There's people work, process work, ideas work, things work. Which do you want to do the most? Just giving you broad categories. It's either people or...
I would like to work with people. Like, I was a mentor for a number of years.
You were a what?
I was a mentor for young people.
You know what's interesting? I'm so glad you said that because I've had this thought that's popped in my head twice. I want to throw it at you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were created to do work with your hands that also included working with people, but it was a mentor? What if you taught or mentored people who maybe were down and out and the traditional college education wasn't their path, or maybe troubled teens or people that maybe had some bipolar social issues, maybe they had Asperger's syndrome or whatever, and yet they could fix a car. If they were taught properly, if somebody invested in them, they could fix stuff, they could build stuff. What if you combined your both of those? Would that be the juice for you?
That would be amazing.
I thought so too. So here's the deal. I want you to explore in Canada where can I do that? Where I've got this, I use my talents in this work of logic and fixing stuff, but I pour into others by training and teaching them. Hey, I got to go, but before I do, you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.